1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. Hour number two. We're going to be here until 10 o'clock Eastern time. And don't forget, starting this Monday night, we are going to be 6 days a week, Monday through Friday, from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. We'll be live. That's Eastern time. Then the 9 to 10 o'clock hour, you're probably going to be hearing a time warp episode, meaning a prior hour from a prior show.
So call the program directors at your radio stations and beg and plead them to
demand,
put them on.
Demand.
Be nice.
That they add Free Talk Live to their weekly lineup. And, of course, we're staying and doing our Saturday night show as well. And we're not going to be live on Thanksgiving, I found out.
Now, it's not that we don't want to be live. It's not, you know, that the union requires a break.
I don't know if they're... I don't think they're union up there at GCN. Anyway, 800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. Let's go to some of these emails that we have here. This one from Phil. He says, the topic is the use of depleted uranium in Iraq, and you can email the show at ftl@freetalklive.com. He says, how can our government justify the use of DU, which stands for depleted uranium, in Iraq, with a known half-life of 1.4 billion years? The current Bush regime has finished the job his father started. They have poisoned the land and all those whom inhabit it forevermore. Of course, our fine American soldiers are not immune. They, too, inhale the poison from their own weapons. Win or lose, our soldiers will return as sick, weakened men. With the use of these weapons, all whom participate on the battlefield become long-term casualties. If the people at large were informed on this issue, I can't believe that they would condone it. And then he gives references in case we needed that.
Well, GW condones it because he ignores science and he believes that our troops' faith will protect them.
Probably right.
Everybody gets a whole Gideon's Bible.
You know, well, the guy's making a good point here.
No, it's completely unjustifiable. There is no justification for using depleted uranium.
What
in
is
Iraq.
It?
It's horrible.
What
horrible.
Is it a bomb? I don't even know what it is.
What it is they put depleted uranium powder and pellets into the bombs that they drop on Iraq, and what happens is that spreads. It irradiates the entire area around the country, and what happens
you get
deformed babies growing, and it's poisoning not only our troops, but it's poisoning all the people in Iraq.
Now,
and, like, the cancer rates for the country have increased over 900% in the past 12 years. 900%.
In Iraq?
Yeah.
Now, it was my understanding that depleted uranium was from the lead that was used in the cooling chambers in these nuclear plants.
Yeah, they're just basically, we can use this to spread irradiated material all over the country. Yeah, absolutely.
What would the intent be?
Well, the intent is that this lead is super dense,
and that
when you shoot it through a 50 caliber gun, it'll actually go, like a 50 caliber like a single fire rifle.
Okay.
You can actually pierce a tank with it.
That's not where it's used. It's actually used in the bunker buster bombs.
Uh-huh.
The bunker buster bombs are made to be of a super heavy material. So what happens is these bombs actually puncture through the ground because they're so heavy. They puncture through into these underground bunkers and then explode down there. But what happens is when they hit the ground and they explode under the ground, it shoots up a cloud of dust, of this irradiated dust into the air.
Wow. Well, I mean, so it's clear. The point is that the bomb's purpose is to penetrate. I mean, and that's why they use depleted uranium.
Wouldn't need the irradiated uranium. The thing is, they wouldn't need the radioactive material in order to do what they're doing.
Yeah, you don't need to have a radiation in order to blow stuff up.
It's depleted uranium.
The other technology, well, it's not completely depleted, though.
I'm sure that's not.
And we do have the technology nowadays through lasers to actually completely remove any radioactive properties of any material.
I think that it's sad. And this guy's, Phil, who emailed us, and you can email us at ftl@freetalklive.com, he's absolutely right that if people were made aware of the things that happen to soldiers, they'd be all up in arms about it. But maybe they're not, because there have been all kinds of bad things happening to soldiers since time immemorial. I mean, all sorts of nasty stuff has been tested on these poor guys.
Something like 30% of the country still believes that Saddam was responsible for the World Trade Towers. Of course they don't know.
Yeah, exactly. And so, I mean, I feel so sorry for those poor kids over there who are basically going to... I mean, you heard about Gulf War Syndrome. The guys came back from Vietnam having all kinds of crazy problems.
It's like Agent Orange all over
again. Agent Orange, yeah, exactly. And this is what they get for serving their country? This is their reward? Who honestly would want to join an organization like that?
I'm sure that it's tens of thousands of young Americans.
Well, the government is making sure that that all students in all government schools right now are registered for selective service. There's an active effort to make sure that students are registered.
Really? That's what's going on
right
now?
But there's not going to be any draft. That's what Bush said. He said there will be no draft, but everyone's signed up for selective service.
Now, is it more active than normal? Because, I mean,
yes.
When I was 18, I still got my card, and they wanted me to send that in.
So yeah, but there's apparently an active effort that has been engaged recently that is to make absolutely certain that every student is registered for selective service.
Of course, I've also seen some articles about states around the country that require you to be registered for the selective service to get a driver's license.
Yeah.
And so there's not going to be a draft, right? That's what they're saying.
Actually, I know Connecticut is one of them because that's where I initially got my driver's license. And I did have to have a selective service card in order to acquire a license.
Now, I think that's just sad. 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Where do we want to go next, man? Oh, yeah, I got another email. Another email here. This one from Stephen. He says, hi, it's Stephen. One of my problems about religion and Christians in general is that their leaders were revolutionary in their time. Now people see what people said at that time. Christ was 2010 years ago, and not the ideas behind their words. What I'm wondering is, when did Christianity and other religions go from revolutionary ideas and become the conservative mantra? I don't know. What do you guys think?
I don't know. I mean, it got picked up. You know, once man sort of institutionalizes something, I mean, that's kind of the nature of things.
Just over time. Then
power and control.
Also, is the number 800-259-9231 toll-free? Yes, that's why it has an 800 in front of it. Any number that you see with 8-something in front of it is toll-free, whether it be 877-866-855, huh?
I disagree completely. For instance, Tampa's area code is 813.
Oh. Okay.
And
okay,
fair Los enough. Angeles is 831.
Good point. All right, touche. Well, thank you for the, he says, your young listener, Stephen. Thank you for the email, Stephen. All right, 800-259-9231. And finally, another poem from our friend Dada Orwell from the Free State Project. He says, here's another poem for you guys. I've got some news for those of you who think the public schools are zoos. There's a state where this is understood, where welfare schools are hated good, both more and not as civilized. Peaceful gunfire fills the skies.
What?
I don't know what that means. For those of you,
it rhymes.
For those of you who'd like to fight the drug war every day and night, this will not be the place for you. Joints are welcome. Gay folks, too. Type freestateproject.org. New Hampshire is the place to be. So there you go.
And that's our Free State Project.
Poet.
He is. Now, what position does he hold in the Free State Project?
I don't know if he... I'm not sure if there's
He's
any...
He's just a supporter.
Just, yeah, a member of the Free State Project.
The Free State Project is, an organization that has, put together the idea of putting 20,000 people, liberty-minded, into a particular state, and it's going to be New Hampshire.
Mm-hmm.
And you can go on freestateproject.org and check it out.
Yeah, gathering 20,000 people to have a smaller... limited, a government limited in size, scope, and expense.
There you go. Where are we going next, guys? What do we want to talk about? I've got the reporter convicted for protecting source, man given the choice between jail or military. I know, Skylar, you had something else.
I got a real short one.
Sex laws. Oh, yeah, sex laws. Okay. All right.
I got a real short one.
What
Since
is
we were talking
about
freedom, the girl, a girl who was basically thrown in jail for 21 days because her cell phone rang.
That will be a good one. We'll talk about that.
Yeah, coming up next, 800-259-9231, unless you want to interrupt the program and bring up whatever it is that's on your mind. That's why we call the show Free Talk Live, because you can take control. Anything goes. It's your show, Free Talk Live.
This is Manwich, host of Free Talk Live. I've been doing some research on human growth hormone releasers. These are products that were developed based on a whole new body of revolutionary discoveries in the area of anti-aging. The findings of these scientists are very profound in their implications on lifespan and quality of life. Many vitamin companies have HGH products, and to increase their already sizable profit margins, they scrimp on ingredients. The research is clear. If you want your pituitary gland to begin producing the levels of HGH that it did when you were in your 20s, then you must consume the right amount of amino acids and micronutrients before bedtime. I have found found a product that has ample amounts of all the necessary amino acids and micronutrients to garner revolutionary anti-aging results, deep, rejuvenating sleep, increased sexual performance, and vitality in every aspect of life. And after careful research, I have agreed to endorse Lectropin HGH for free because I believe in this product. Call now and receive a free month of Coral Life Calcium, a $20 value. 1-866-633-LIFE. That's 866-633-LIFE. Stop the aging process now. 866-633-LIFE.
Hi, folks. This is Alex Jones. Whether you are aware or not, World War III has started. Let me rephrase that. Oil War III has started. Don't kid yourself. The reason we went into Iraq is oil. Now we are looking at the possibility of invading Iran and even Saudi Arabia. Why else would the U.S. be building 13 permanent military installations inside Iraq? Does it look like we're pulling out? The nations of the earth are consuming oil at the rate of 83 million barrels per day and growing. At this rate of consumption, experts predict that oil prices will only go up. Ready Reserves prepared a free booklet explaining the world's oil supply and how it will impact you and how it will change the world forever. Call Ready Reserves at 1-800-453-2202 and ask about the free booklet and what you can do to prepare. That's 800-453-2202. After you read the booklet, you will understand just how dangerous the world has become. That's 1-800-453-2202 or email your request to readyreserves@aol.com. That's 800-453-2202.
Hello, Ted Anderson here with Midas Resources. Lately, I've been hearing people tell me that gold is so low now that it would be a perfect time to buy. With over 20 years of personal experience in the gold business, I can tell you that opportunities like this can be counted on one hand. The truth is, very few people have the fortitude to actually act on a market like this. However, they have become the elite group, more than doubling their investment over a moderate time span. In 1982, gold was trading in a range of $275 per ounce. By mid-1983, it was close to $500 an ounce. In 1986, gold collector coins had quadrupled. Don't procrastinate this opportunity away. All the bottom-line fundamentals still support a strong future for gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for a free evaluation of your gold portfolio. You'll be glad you did. That's 1-800-686-2237. Again, 1-800-686-2237.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
You're looking for another rock and roll record that'll make you feel like a victim. You're like a victim. You love to be a victim. You love the United States Primetime Victim Show.
Free Talk Live, it is your show. 800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Skyler.
And Manwich.
And we want to hear from you about anything. Personal issues, political issues, whatever you want to talk about goes at 800-259-9231. We'll also read your emails if you're scared to pick up your phone or maybe just don't have access to one. Again, that's FTL at freetalklive.com. You log on to freetalklive.com, you get the chat room. There's people hanging out in there right now. And there's also the bulletin board system. We've got about 175 users on there. Some very interesting topics on the Free Talk Live bulletin board system right now. The Shrine of Female Listeners and much, much more. We were going to get to your story, Skylar, about the 21-year-old girl who was locked up for
her
cell phone.
She's probably scared to pick up her phone.
Yeah, exactly. What happened?
Well, basically she was thrown in jail for a ringing phone. I'll read this article here. A ringing cell phone landed a 17-year-old Patchogue girl facing drug charges in a jail cell this week after an angry district court judge sentenced her to 21 days for contempt.
Oh, she was 17, not 21, I'm sorry. 21 days for a 17-year-old.
Right. Mariela Acevedo incurred the wrath of District Court Judge Salvatore Alemia on Tuesday as she awaited her hearing. An electronic device went off in Alemia's central Islip courtroom, and he warned everyone to shut off all cell phones and pagers or face contempt charges. If you don't know how to shut it off, go outside and introduce it to the heel of your shoe, he said, really? According to a transcript. When Acevedo's phone subsequently sounded, Alemia called the teenager forward and asked, "Did you think I was playing with you?" She responded, "No, I thought I had turned it off."
Oof.
"Yes, you did." "Right," Alemia said, sentencing her to 21 days on the spot. "I know you've been playing with it all morning. Sayonara."
Well, you know, to be fair, he did warn her.
That's true, but I mean,
and he may have seen her playing with it,
right? But who knows if he was, you know, she was actually trying to turn it off. I mean,
it seems pretty crazy. In 21 days, seems like out of the scope of what's reasonable.
It's definitely a judge flexing his power.
I also think it's ironic that she was there for a victimless crime, wasting our tax dollars in the first place.
What was the victim?
She was after a night in Suffolk County Jail at Riverhead. Acevedo appeared Wednesday before the Alemia Court and pleaded guilty to criminal possession of a controlled substance in the seventh degree, a misdemeanor in the seventh degree, and a misdemeanor, and was sentenced to 45 days in jail.
Man,
the judge allowed the contempt charge to run concurrently. Alemia,
Means that it doesn't actually affect her.
Yeah, and Alemia is a 63-year-old Islip Republican, and he has declined to comment on the article.
But 45 days for possession? I mean, we have to pay for 45 days for this girl to be put in jail.
However many thousands of dollars that is.
Pot.
Because I know it's, about $45,000 a year to put someone in jail?
It's about that. Yeah.
Isn't that sick? That's, you know, I was actually just thinking about that the other day, just to myself, thinking, it's so sad. We saw a number of statistics recently. Another record high has been hit as far as the number of marijuana arrests. It's just been going up and up and up through the Clinton administration, through the Bush administration, and finally another record high, over 700,000 people arrested for marijuana possession in 1 year's time alone. Not all of those people get convicted, not all of them go to jail, but for those that do, and I think I've seen numbers like 60% of federal inmates are drug-related.
Yep.
We're paying.
And we're wasting all this the police power and all this money keeping people in jail who aren't violent, who aren't real criminals, really.
Not only that, the real sad part, despite the fact that these poor people are in jail, before that, most of these guys were productive members of society. They had jobs. Maybe they worked at McDonald's or a stockbroker firm, or who knows, all the drug users come from all over the spectrum. These guys were earning money for their lives, putting their time into the economy in this country, and now they've been sucked out and placed into jail, and now we're all spending our tax dollars just to keep these people in prison.
Not to mention the fact that drugs are artificially inflated by the black market, and therefore people commit crimes in order to get their drugs, and I'm in danger because of the fact that these drugs are illegal.
Well, the other thing that does, also creating a black market for something, creates a bigger need for it. More people become interested in it. You don't see a black market for Advil or aspirin of any.
That's true.
You know, or just any sort of over-the-counter drug. You don't see that
happening. Lots of which you can use to alter your mind.
Plenty of over-the-counter drugs that people could use to achieve the exact same results as some of the illicit ones. And people aren't doing it. People aren't out there selling that on the street. I mean,
you know, the effect you're looking for is the forbidden fruit effect. And it applies a lot more to, especially to kids as well. Like, well, you can't have that. Well, I want it. Now that you told me I can't have it, I want it. You know, that's basically what the effect is. In fact, they compared statistics between American kids and kids from Holland, where marijuana is semi-legal. Turns out only 20% of kids in Holland use marijuana, while 38% of the kids in America did. So there's definitely a difference.
I wonder what the age for underage drinking or any of the other stuff would be in other countries as well.
I don't know. That's a good question.
Because there's all sorts of different laws for alcohol as well.
Well, speaking of judges just going crazy on people. In Providence, Rhode Island, which is where one of our affiliates is at, WARL, a TV reporter there was convicted of criminal contempt Thursday for refusing to say who leaked him an FBI videotape of a politician taking a bribe, the latest in a string of cases in which journalists have been threatened with jail for protecting a source. Jim Tarsiani of WJIR was found guilty by a judge after a 45-minute trial and could get up to 6 months behind bars when he's sentenced next month. Tarsiani called the verdict an assault on journalistic freedom and said he never thought that he would have to serve time for doing his job. No reporter should have to pay such a terribly high price for honestly and legally reporting the news, according to the station he works for. Tarsiani is one of several journalists nationwide who are locked in First Amendment battles with the government over confidential sources. That includes reporters for Time and the New York Times who have been held in contempt as part of an investigation into the disclosure of an undercover CIA officer's identity. Tarsiani, age 55, got in trouble over a video that shows an undercover FBI informant giving an envelope full of cash to a top aide to former Providence Mayor Vincent Buddy Ciani Jr. Ciani and the aide, Frank Corriente, were convicted in a corruption case and are now in prison.
See, what's going on is, the government can't just all out declare a war on freedom, because if they were to do that, then freedom would increase.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, as opposed to all the other
wars. It
has to
be a hidden war on freedom. You know, they have to take away your rights behind your back and slowly erode away at it if they just declare the all-out war, you know.
Now, get this. The reporter didn't actually break any laws by airing this tape. That's not what this was about. He didn't, by getting the tape and airing it, no laws were broken. But a special prosecutor was then appointed to find out who leaked it, because the court had ordered no one to release any tapes connected to the case. And then he said that the district judge said that the leak was meant to either disrupt the investigation or deprive defendants of a fair trial by influencing prospective jurors. You know, to me, it doesn't matter what the intention was. The point is, it's a news broadcast. He got the tape. Somebody leaked it to him. It's not his fault that someone leaked it to him. How can you put this guy in jail? How can that be justified?
I guess it's because he won't tell. I mean, I don't agree, but I guess it's because he won't tell.
Thank goodness. So he deserves a tremendous round of applause, in my opinion, for keeping his mouth shut, because nothing is worse than a rat.
Well, I don't know about that.
Now, murderers and rapists, and then rats.
What was this guy's link to this thing here? He was the one who provided the video. All I remember is that I recall hearing something in the news recently that the guy who actually wrote the article in relation to this video wasn't actually thrown.
We're going to find out more, 800-259-9231, if you want to chime in, 800-259-9231, or change the topic completely. That's why we call the show Free Talk.
Every hour of every day, someone out there is suffering from hemorrhoids. The pain, worry, and embarrassment can be devastating. For almost a decade, our customers have used Hemtab's natural formula to treat the problem at its source, to provide long-lasting relief in even the most severe of cases.
My husband had been suffering from a painful hemorrhoid for years. After the doctor recommended surgery, we didn't know what to do. I ordered Hemtab online, and soon after taking Hemtab, the pain was gone. A few days later, the hemorrhoid began to shrink. Miracle? Hem miracle, we call it. Thanks, Hemtab.
If you're suffering, there's no need to wait. We know how the discomfort of hemorrhoids can interrupt your life. Hemtab is the effective alternative that you can trust to help you take control of your health.
Take control of your health today by calling Hemtab toll-free at 1-888-437-2259 or visit Hemtab.com. Get relief to your door as soon as 48 hours. Call 1-888-437-2259 or Hemtab.com.
Hemtab, the effective alternative.
Are you tired of the same old politics? Are you concerned that your vote no longer makes a difference? Are your taxes increasing faster than your paycheck does? Do you feel that you're the best judge of what's right for you, your family, business, lifestyle, and health? The Free State Project is looking for people to help set the example. We're all moving to state, New Hampshire, which has no income tax, no sales tax, and one of the most robust economies in the United States. And 20,000 Free State Project members are going to make it even better. Free State Project members are working to bring about smaller government, limited in size, scope, and expense. A government committed to keeping citizens free, free to donate to charities, run their businesses, and raise their families. Join the Free State Project and you can have liberty in your lifetime. We already have thousands of members and are growing every day. For more information on the Free State Project, please visit our website, freestateproject.org, or call toll free at 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause, don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
Live 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231, and I guess some people don't know this, but you're supposed to put a 1 in front of that. I had somebody come up to me at this radio station that I work at here in town and say they hadn't been getting any response from their commercial because we didn't put the 1 in front of the number. I guess I just made the assumption that people know that, but I guess they don't. Yeah, it's 1-800-259-9231.
Well, if you dial 800 anything, it will come on with a doo-doo-doo. You must dial a 1 in front of this number.
That's what I would
now you
think.
Have to listen to the whole recording.
Yeah, but good point. 800-259-9231.
1-800.
I mean, really, do I have to? So anyway, FTL at freetalklive.com is the email address. Let's go back to the phones, back to the fun. It's Michael again calling from Kentucky with his second call of the night, two-call limit. Michael, what's on your mind, sir?
Okay. Well, we ran out of time, and what a point I was trying to make with the what you guys were talking about was that a lot of people run down Christianity, the feminists and stuff, because of some of the Old Testament concepts that, you know, that women are equated to land, and and women did not have the right to vote in this country, you know, until what, 1917 or something.
You know, I wonder, we were talking about some statistics earlier tonight, and I wonder if the biblical literalists out there would agree with that statement.
No, 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 no. Now, listen, they used to hand out young men and boys in this country, used to get the Gideons would go around, and it was not illegal for them to do this in the schools. They would give them small Bibles, which would have the New Testament, Psalms and Proverbs in there in a red letter edition. Now, and in the very end, and I think the reason that they did this to boys, I think they had different colored ones for girls, but the very last part of that book in Proverbs tells you, you know, how it says, who can find a good wife, a good woman? Who can one find? She clothes her house in scarlet so that she can find them in the snow. She considers a field and buyeth it. She is not an illiterate, you know, barefoot and pregnant
What's
woman that you keep at home. Well, that's what I'm trying to say, is that you can't easily dismiss the Bible or Christian beliefs because of what you're presented by some television preacher or some, you know, some church that you've went to. You have
okay.
to study it for yourself. Now, your partner there on the show that says he's nature abhors a vacuum. So if you don't have God in your marriage, you're going to have the state. That's what I'm saying. You're going to end up with somebody in bed with you. If you don't put God in your marriage, and this is where the core of the family exists or comes from.
I see what you're saying.
Well, if you look at the two great dystopic novels, Brave New World and 1984, which we're headed like a freight train toward, the one ingredient that you have to get rid of in order to have those two nightmares, either the pleasure seeking technocracy or the dystopia of 1984, is the family. Once you destroy that and make the state supreme, and if you remember the movie, if you didn't read the book, 1984, even had the children, like we do today, paddling on the parents, and of course, the dad ends up in room 101 to be tortured, you know, to be made to see five fingers. So
you were suggesting, are you suggesting that if, in for example, the example of a marriage, that if you aren't accountable to God, you would have to be accountable to the state? Is that what you're suggesting? Is that in order for an agreement to take place, for a contract to take place, there has to be accountability?
And that, there is going to be a higher authority than the man in the house. That is the problem. And if you're going to make the higher authority of the state, you're going to answer to the state. And not only that, but the issuance of that marriage, who do they belong to?
Now, of course, yeah, see, I disagree with that. I don't believe Christians
would say that the children belong, you know, are a gift from God. But if you will look at birth certificates, and some would argue that this is done so that they can't be duplicated, but they are printed on paper with watermarks and all the security features, just like banknote paper, and even some of them say that on there, that they're printed by some banknote paper.
All right, and so...
So now you're birthed in commerce. If you look at what they're trying to do with Arnold Schwarzenegger right now, trying to amend the Constitution, they got amend for Arnold.
I don't think they're trying to do that.
Well,
there's
a group that's got a webpage right now, and it's a friend of hers, one of the top 10 contributors to his gubernatorial campaign, is organizing this effort. Now, if you will look at that portion of the Constitution, what did it say? It says that you cannot be president unless you are what? Natural born. Now, that would imply that there's some other way to be born into the United States. You can be born in commerce. A ship is birthed. I mean, you know, we're talking about homonyms here or things like that. But if you look at the birth certificates, they're essentially an asset for the United States. And
are you suggesting that babies are commodities to the state?
Exactly. Exactly. Okay. They are a surety for the national debt. They are a surety for the national debt.
It's true.
And supposedly the Commerce Department is where keeps track of all this. And
so what about it?
It is tied into the IMF and the International Monetary Fund and the way that we run this perpetual national debt. If you look into it, there's a lot of
I'll take your word for it.
There's a lot of information on the internet about it. If you do some searches, you can find some stuff and start weeding out all the disinformation. There's a lot of disinformation about it.
What are you driving at? Where do you think we're heading?
Well, if you compare the UN Charter with our founding documents, they are in opposition as to where our rights come from. Our rights.
But where do you think the country's heading? That's what I'm asking you.
We're headed toward the idea that we are creatures of privilege granted our existence by the government. And that is exactly opposite from our founding documents.
That's true. That much is true. I agree with that.
So I think that's where we're headed.
Well, what is the main thing? What do you think that we need to do in order to combat that theory?
Well, the most fundamental thing is to try to educate people to the difference from civil rights versus natural rights. The idea of natural rights are granted by our Creator. Now, if you're going to take God completely out of our government, then you are destroying it. You're in favor of an idea that our rights are granted by government.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. There's a theory of moral principle that was, you should look up Kant. That's K-A-N-T.
The philosopher Kant.
Yes.
Yeah, he's a German philosopher.
Absolutely. And there's a theory that basically it's like the golden rule. You treat others as you want to be treated, and that, you know, you wouldn't go out, for example, and start trotting on someone else's rights because you believe that your own rights are sacrosanct. And you don't need to have a God.
You don't have to have an authority, basically.
You don't have to have a higher power pointing down at you from 1,000 years ago from a book that was written, you know, gobbledygook D&D. You know,
where that falls into error is the idea that there is a possibility for something after death. Now, if you're going to live your life...
All right, hang on a moment. 800-259-9231. Is this a little bit too high-end? I'm not sure. 800-259-9231.
I'm
a little bit confused. Yeah, if you want to dial us up, 800-259-9231, it's Free Talk Live.
Every hour of every day, someone out there is suffering from hemorrhoids. The pain, worry, and embarrassment can be devastating. For almost a decade, our customers have used Hemtab's natural formula to treat the problem at its source, to provide long-lasting relief in even the most severe of cases.
My husband had been suffering from a painful hemorrhoid for years. After the doctor recommended surgery, we didn't know what to do. I ordered Hemtab online, and soon after taking Hemtab, the pain was gone. A few days later, the hemorrhoid began to shrink. Miracle? Hem-miracle, we call it. Thanks, Hemtab.
If you're suffering, there's no need to wait. We know how the discomfort of hemorrhoids can interrupt your life. Hemtab is the effective alternative that you can trust to help you take control of your health.
Take control of your health today by calling Hemtab toll-free at 1-888-437-2259 or visit Hemtab.com. Get relief to your door as soon as 48 hours. Call 1-888-437-2259 or Hemtab.com.
Hemtab, the effective alternative.
This is Manwich, host of Free Talk Live. I've been doing some research on human growth hormone releasers. These are products that were developed based on a whole new body of revolutionary discoveries in the area of anti-aging. The findings of these scientists are very profound in their implications on lifespan and quality of life. Many vitamin companies have HGH products, and to increase their already sizable profit margins, they scrimp on ingredients. The research is clear. If you want your pituitary gland to begin producing the levels of HGH that it did when you were in your 20s, then you must consume the right amount of amino acids and micronutrients before bedtime. I have found a product that has ample amounts of all the necessary amino acids and micronutrients to garner revolutionary anti-aging results, deep, rejuvenating sleep, increased sexual performance, and vitality in every aspect of life. And after careful research, I have agreed to endorse Lactropin HGH for free because I believe in this product. Call now and receive a free month of Coral Life Calcium, a $20 value. 1-866-633-LIFE. That's 866-633-LIFE. Stop the aging process now. 866-633-LIFE.
We've all seen the tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first until we tested 6 tornado units. And in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your tornado unit today. Or visit tornadoair.com.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
Talk Live, 800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Skyler.
And Menwich.
We have Michael on the line in Kentucky, and right before we went to break, Michael, let me see if I understand what you're saying, because you had a lot to say.
Oh, yeah.
And I want to make sure we've got it boiled down correctly here. You're saying that if you take the, as you put it, take God out of the state, then all you have left is, like, this ultimate control
of the
state.
If you take God out of the foundation of this country, you are putting in its favor the, in effect, the philosophy of the UN Charter. Are you familiar?
Well, God was never in the foundation of this country.
Oh, yes, they relied on divine providence.
There was divine providence, but it was not God per se. It was,
well, they said
they used the word God, yes, but it was not Christian. It was not a specific religion. It was merely a higher power.
Well, now, you can argue that they were deists and things like that all day. But if you
look, that would be true.
If you look at the history of the people coming here, like all the way back to the Puritans trying to escape the persecution.
There could be points made on both sides of that argument.
Right.
There was all
kinds of preachers that signed on to that. But what you're left with is the idea that reason, you know, reason, it even says that in the Declaration of Independence, reason reveals these rights to men. Now,
right.
If the
Declaration of Independence, written by Thomas Jefferson, a deist, who had nothing good to say about Christianity.
Well,
nothing at all.
He hated the religion. He wrote a whole book on the teachings of Jesus Christ, and he even issued an ordinance back when he was, the president was the mayor of the District of Columbia. And the Northwest Ordinance, which encompassed, I think, Ohio, Wisconsin, Minnesota, in the upper Midwest at that time, was considered the Northwest Territories. He issued, if this is not a Protestant Christian nation, why did he issue an order in the jurisdiction that he had jurisdiction over for the Bible and Watts Hymnal to be the textbooks for the schools in the Northwest Ordinance? It's because this was politically a Protestant country, and we came here to escape the Catholic.
Are you talking over me for real? I mean, you've been talking for 10 minutes.
Well,
it's clearly this nation has both ends. You can argue that Thomas Jefferson was for and against Christianity from these points, but do you think really that if God is not in your particular family, that the government's going to take over? Because I don't have a family, since God's not in my family, the government must be controlling my mind.
It doesn't stand to reason. There's a whole school of thought that you're shutting out on the idea that the wisdom of men is foolishness. If you look only to yourself for your moral guidance, then you're narrowing your worldview, and of course, I think it is folly and is vanity to not consider that there is something beyond this life.
And I certainly agree with you, but I don't agree.
Philosophers than Kant or
I've considered that before, Michael, and I've rejected it after consideration.
All right, good luck. I hope you're right. But
I don't agree that there needs to be an authority at all. I think that we each need to make individual decisions about our lives and not defer to some old book that was written a long time ago or to the politicians in Washington,
which doesn't mention hell very darn often.
What? Who are you talking about?
The book doesn't. The Bible does not mention hell very much. It does mention Shiloh the grave on a great deal of occasions.
Now, I think
there's a lot of Christians that don't believe hell exists at all.
Exactly. There is a final judgment that is eternal once that judgment is issued, but the idea that you are burning forevermore, in some kind of eternal furnace, I don't know that. I think that is something that's gotten popularized.
Let me ask you, Michael, what do you want to do? What do you want to do? Do you want to see the country, do you want to see the Bible back in government-run schools? Do you want to have everybody being forced to pray every day?
I cannot see how it is completely fair to exclude it in favor of theories that exclude anything that doesn't fit the theory as an anomaly. So anything that does not fit the theory of evolution is considered an anomaly, and how scientific is that? That's not,
don't you think it would be a little better if, for instance, all the government-run schools, we didn't have government-run schools and people could send their children to Christian schools? For instance, my mother sent me to Bradenton Christian.
Sounds like a libertarian-style idea, yeah.
That's exactly what it is. How do you feel about that?
In favor of the worshiping of reason of man, no. Because you're ultimately going to end up with a religion, be it the reason of man, or the Great Owl of Bohemia, or,
you've lost me.
Well,
I just like
idolatry. That's what I'm saying. If you're gonna worship the created in favor of the Creator,
there's
you're in
so
vanity.
Many problems with the idea of bringing the Bible or Christianity into schools. For instance, I believe it's the Church of Christ. They don't like to sing, right?
Not if you teach critical thinking and people can decide for themselves rather than to have.
But at that point, you have to introduce, Islam and Buddhism and all these other religions. There's a lot of crazy sects of Christianity. Don't they let people bite each other with snakes and stuff in some kinds of Baptist churches? I mean, do you want the kids bit with snakes in school?
No, see, he doesn't want all those other religions in school. He only wants his religion.
I think you can look at the the Bible and teach it as a record of history.
Jefferson said, because
if you exclude it,
Michael, we've got Jefferson said,
ignorance is preferable to error, and he is less remote from the truth who believes nothing than he who believes what is wrong.
All right, more coming What's up. 800, mean? I don't know either. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you want to be able to listen to adult programming? Make your own decisions about what your children can see and hear? Or have reporters tell you when politicians use gutter language or engage in sexual misconduct? Well, too bad. Congress wants to take these things away from you by imposing huge fines on broadcasters for indecent speech. I'm Jim Babka, president of DownsizeDC.org. I'm also a parent with three young children. Like you, I don't want Congress making my decisions about what I can see or hear, or how I raise my children. Tell Congress no. Go to DownsizeDC.org and petition Congress to withdraw their huge new fines for indecent speech. Save your right to make your own choices. Visit DownsizeDC.org and send Congress a message. That's www.DownsizeDC.org. Don't censor our programs.
By now, you've heard about DirecTV. You've heard that with DirecTV, you get a better value than cable, a better selection than cable, and access to exclusive programming that you can't get anywhere else. But for whatever reason, you thought there was a catch, maybe even hidden fees. Well, Expert Satellite can help, and we've done it for hundreds of thousands already. Just give us a call at 1-800-655-0658. Within seconds, we'll compare DirecTV to your cable bill right over the phone. You'll be amazed that for only $39.99 per month, you get over 130 quality channels, including your locals. Plus, when you sign up today, there is no equipment to buy. We'll install a DirecTV system for up to four separate rooms free. So pick up the phone and let us show you how easy and free it is to switch to DirecTV. Plus, get a free DVD player while supplies last. Just dial 1-800-655-0658. That's 800-655-0658. Call now for complete details. Conditions apply.
Are you concerned about the quality of air and purity of water in your household? If you answered yes, then you owe it to yourself and your family to check out the amazing benefits of owning your own personal ozone generator. With an ozone generator, you can kill bacteria and viruses in your drinking water. Get rid of that stale air in your house that keeps recirculating. Your new ozone generator will remove odors and provide a clean, fresh scent throughout your house. Call Cliff Scott Enterprises for one of the most affordable ozone generators available today. That number is 800-569-4340. The ozone generator is portable, has an internal blower for ozone disbursement into the air, and comes with a tube attachment for ozonating liquids. Best of all, it's affordable. It's only $385, and that includes the shipping. So call Cliff Scott Enterprises at 800-569-4340 for your personal ozone generator, or visit on the web at cliffscott.com.
May I see your driver's license and registration?
Certainly.
What you doing?
Chewing chocolate.
Where'd you get it?
Doggy dropped it.
Carry on.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. We appreciate Michael calling in, and I don't want to seem like we're being too vitriolic towards him. I mean, we're just... It was a little confusing where he was coming from on a number of those issues that he was trying to describe. But I think at the very end, it basically came down to what he was saying at the very last moment was that he believes that the Bible should be taught as a part of a history lesson in schools. And, you know, that's nice that you believe that, Michael. I think that we need to, like we were talking about before, get the government completely out of education. And then, Michael, you can start your own little school where you'll teach kids that and people can send their kids to your school.
Some people believe that humans were brought here by aliens, you know, and that if this is a race started by, you know,
they should have their own school too, right?
Well, they should. If we're going to do that in public schools, you should be able to have that kind of stuff taught too.
Right. Well, that just shows how ludicrous government schooling is, because then you have to make amends for everybody. Let's have the alien people have their own school, and the Christian people have their own school, and the atheists can have their own school, and I think that would be the best way to do it. But let's go right back to the phones, back to the fun, to John in Seattle. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, hi. Hi, yeah, nice program.
Thanks.
Yeah, I was just making a comment. It's somebody I think was evolution or God, you know, was the creator of life. I believe in both myself. I think both of them have credence.
Okay,
same here.
You're in good company. 38% of Americans would believe that.
Yeah, I think what the battle is, personally, is people taking one position or the other, and I think both of them are part of the equation. I think there was intelligent design, but at the same time, if you read Darwin, most of that was adaptation of species. And we see that today. I mean, there's evidence of that today. But then again,
absolutely.
If you look at, you know, just the percent. I mean, what's the odds of the amino acid, the right environmental conditions to create life, and the astronomical. So I think, you know, both of them. Are part of the equation, if you know what I'm talking about.
Well, you know,
see, my theory on this is, why don't we convict people in court because we believe that they're guilty?
What do you mean? What does that mean?
Okay, why don't we just send people to jail because we believe that they're guilty? I mean,
well, we need
that
evidence.
Should be just as right. Don't we need evidence? I mean, and that's all that's going on in school, is that we're teaching facts. I mean, it's evolution is not a belief. It's like, okay, here are these bones. You believe what you want from them. This is what we believe. And you know, fine. Provide both sides. If you want to say that we believe that that you know God created everything, that's fine. But there is a doctrine in this country to separate church and state. Now, these are state-run schools. If you want to have a religious-run school, then go for it.
Let me ask you a question. I mean,
John, you've got about 10 seconds to ask that question. We got to go.
Okay. Who's to say that God is not part of science?
Nobody's to say that, I guess. John, I guess. Yeah, okay.
Nobody's to say that. But if you can say without saying. For example, if you could just provide evidence of creationism without mentioning God or mentioning religion, then you're good to go. Why don't Christians just do that?
Why don't we call it intelligent design?
John, thanks for the call. We got to run 1-800-259-9231. We are out of time for tonight, but we will return Monday night from 7 p.m. Eastern Time to 9 p.m. Eastern Time right here on the Genesis Communications Network. Log on at freetalklive.com to learn how you can tune in. Thanks, guys. It's been Ian here with you.
And Skyler.
And Manwich.
It's Free Talk Live. See ya.
Here comes a man with problems. When it rains, his flat roof...